Unit 14. Tango. The tango is a dance which originated in Argentina sometime around the last half of the 19th century. Around 1870, Argentina experienced an economic boom, and this boom was felt especially in the city of Buenos Aires. Farmers and ranchers called gauchos in Argentina came to the city to find jobs in the slaughterhouses and the meatpacking industry. These jobs did not pay well, and the gauchos felt lonely and frustrated with their new life in the city. A flood of immigrants from Spain and Italy also came to Buenos Aires seeking jobs. As the restless gauchos and new immigrants mixed together in the poor parts of the city, the dance, known as the tango, evolved. Through the dance, these people were able to show a small portion of their emotional troubles. In Europe at this time, intense interest in dance from around the world was beginning. This interest in international dance was especially evident in Paris. Everything from ballet to belly dancing can be found on the stages of the Paris theaters. Tango dancers from Argentina arrived in Europe on board the boats carrying beef from Argentina. Tango dancers began to draw the interest of the public as they performed their passionate dance in the cabarets and cafes. Not everyone liked the new dance. In fact, it raised a few eyebrows among the more conservative audiences. Many of these people found the tango a little too shocking and even went so far as to call it pornographic. However, the dance did find enough supporters so that even the tango's many critics could not put a stop to the spreading popularity of the dance. In the early 1900s, dance masters in both Paris and London developed more modest versions of the tango to teach to their students. These students then carried the tango into the ballrooms of Europe. Books and manuals on the tango began to appear. A new fashion of dress was designed, especially for dancing the tango at parties. This dress had an opening in the front, which allowed both the male and female tango dancer an easier step. Two forms of the tango emerged at this time, the fluid, stylish Paris tango and the stiffer, more proper British tango. Neither of these tame tangos carried the raw passion of the original Argentine tango. Soldiers who returned to the United States from World War I brought the tango to North America. However, Rudolph Valentino, who danced the tango in the 1921 film The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, was really responsible for spreading the tango across America. The tango danced in the ballrooms of the United States closely resembled the stiff, proper British tango. The one man who had the most to do with the tango making it to Japan was Baron Megata Tsunumi. This Japanese nobleman had been living in Europe when his family recalled him to Tokyo in 1926. When he returned to Japan, he took with him a handful of tango records and an excellent understanding of the Paris tango. Baron Tsunumi wasted no time in setting up a dance academy in Tokyo, in which he could teach his wealthy friends the tango and other popular ballroom dances of Europe. Around 1930, British dance masters began setting up their own dance schools in Kobe, and the British tango soon became the most popular version of the tango danced in Japan.